The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Visit wordofgodaudiobible.com.
The following program is sponsored by Tradeway.com and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, we get together 4 to 7 each afternoon to talk about what I call matters that really do matter, things of importance and significance that you and I can talk about, learn about, also keeping you posted on very important and exciting events upcoming, such as a 2-day training event called Step 1, Start Your Journey. Being held in our area Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Joining me to talk about these days and tell you how it can really help you truly improve and strengthen your own financial future, our good friend David Mitchell. He is founder and CEO of Tradeway. While long a very successful leader in the world of business, David's greatest passion is that of serving the kingdom of God as a pastor for over 30 years. And that includes his current ministry as pastor of a church in Corsicana, Texas. David also hosts the popular Word on Investing by Tradeway. That's a radio program that airs on Christian radio stations all across the country, including, by the way, our own 780 AM WAVA, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5 a.m. and again 4:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on 780 a.m. WAVA. So, David, my friend, it's an honor always to talk with you. Welcome back to WAVA and the Don Crow Show.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned very briefly, and I know there are folks who've heard you on the program before, but there are others hearing about David Mitchell and Tradeway System for the first time. So take a few moments to tell us a little bit about both.
All right. Well, Don, I was a businessman before I was saved. I had 2 degrees in business, including an MBA degree. I was running our family oil company, and I was on my way to work one morning, and the Lord Jesus saved me. He called me out of darkness into light that day, changed my life. And I was about 24 years old at that time and went home and told my wife something had happened to me. I wasn't sure what, but I said, I think I got saved today. And so that changed my life. I met my mentor probably 3 months after that. His name was Dr. Irwin Freeman, and some people called him Rocky Freeman. And he was a great revivalist preacher around the country and around the world back in those days. He was a Jewish believer. And he didn't want me to go to seminary. That I got called to preach 3 years after my salvation, by the way. But he became my mentor. He did not want me to go to seminary because he said so many of them are too liberal right now. But I've got all the books, all the theology books you need. I'll be your guide. So that was my seminary. And I've been in the ministry now for over 35 years and senior pastor at Park Meadows Church in Corsicana, Texas for 25 years or so. And so that's my first love, is studying and teaching the word. But because of my business background, I've never had to take a salary from the church. God has continued to bless me in businesses that we own, and we have wonderful Christian people running those businesses for us. And God's continued to bless me in that. So one of the things our family decided to do about 10 years ago was to start to go around the country and teach brothers and sisters in Christ some of the skill sets that we've passed down through our family from the time of my grandfather on stock trading and trading in the stock and options markets and how you do that, how money works, how investments work, what's the difference between long-term investments and shorter-term investments, which sometimes you can call that trading in the market, and why is it that today people say trading doesn't work, it's got to be long-term buy and hold, whereas 30 years ago that wasn't the case, and a lot of things like that. So we you know, those things have been passed down in our family and their skill sets, but they're not really taught so much in school, even business school. Really the only thing that's taught there about it is ratios that you run doing fundamental analysis, which has to do primarily with longer term investments. You do it with short term ones also, but they just talk about that mostly. So I learned the skill sets for trading from my grandfather. He was a really good stock trader. My great grandfather got us in the oil business. And so my grandfather had the great problem of trying to figure out what to do with excess money that the company was making. So that's when he learned to be a good stock trader. And I can remember sitting at his knee as a little boy and listening to him, you know, talk to the stockbroker and telling him what to do. He never took advice from the broker. He told the broker what to do. And that's the first thing I learned from him. But it's been wonderful. We didn't know how this would turn out, but we're in just about every major market in the country now, and we've got close to 50 staff members and many speakers going around the country teaching these principles. And what's happened is that there are also a lot of Bible, let's put it this way, the oldest book in the world that contains economic and financial principles is the Bible, and a lot of people don't know that. So we teach a lot of principles from the Word of God that have to do with economics and finance and all kinds of business, but including trading, believe it or not. So it's amazing how much information is there if you know where to look for it. And when you do find it, it's authoritative, which means it works for people. So, you know, we just had a lot of interesting things happen also, Don, that we didn't plan on when we planned these stock market meetings, is that because we do include the Word of God, we've actually had many, many people around the country tell us they've actually had revival in their lives, personal revival, because of these stock market meetings, believe it or not. And that they say that they've started reading and studying the Word of God again for the first time in many years and had lives turned around, even salvation. So it's just that is part of God's plan for it that we didn't plan, but I've learned, Don, that God's plan is always better than ours.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue, David, in a moment, come back and talk about the Tradeway system itself and about these upcoming events that are scheduled for our area. Folks, we're talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway, a two-day training event called Step One, Start Your Journey, being held in our area Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Stay with us. More to come.
Hi, it's Chris Craddock with the Redux Group of Keller Williams. Here's what one of our clients had to say about doing business with our team.
Chris Craddock and the Redux team were fantastic to work with. Our house sold in just 5 days for $25,000 over the asking price. My wife and I could not be any more pleased with the outcome. We highly recommend Chris and his team to sell your home.
So call us here at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778, 703-429-9778, or online at chriscraddock.com.
Hi folks, Don Crow here for Cross International. Did you know that half of all the children in Haiti are currently growing up illiterate? And why? Because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food, for survival. But you can help change the situation by joining WAVA and Cross International's Divine Shelter School Network to provide a full year's Christian scholarship and the gospel to one needy child for just $88. And by adding just $22 more to your scholarship, you'll feed that child for an entire year through the school's lunch program. Would you make a one-time gift of just $88 for a full year scholarship, or a combined gift of $110 to both feed and educate a child in Haiti? You can do it right now by calling Cross International at 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525, or go online to WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Coming up, step one, start your journey. Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. David, what can people expect to learn in this first Tradeway event if this happens to be their first one?
You know, that's interesting because working on some of our radio shows, we did a segment on what does day one look like on the two-day event. And day one alone, not even counting the second day, had over 21 different concepts that are taught. And that may sound difficult. It's not really difficult, though, but it's having to learn a little bit about the language of Wall Street and what some of their terminology means, because the truth is they're not that interested in you being able to understand investing. Because think about it, if you cannot understand it, then you will give them your money that they get to trade with risk-free. Does that seem great? Not really. And then you're paying them commissions to trade and risk your money. So, you know, nobody cares about your money as much as you do. So our philosophy at Tradeway is that it's best for you to learn to fly your own plane financially. So, you know, you need to be the pilot. So it's not that hard to learn the language. And once you learn their language, even if you never wanted to trade stocks, you could at least manage your financial manager and not allow him to lose 35% of your hard-earned money the next time we have a correction like we did in the year 2000 and again in the year 2008. So a large part of it, Don, is learning the language that first day and of the stock market world, why stocks exist, how they work. And then we do show you a little bit about some of the power that you could have if you learned how to do some simple strategies yourselves. But The second day is the fun day because there you're learning some things about technical analysis, like how to look at a chart of a stock and see its little cycles and what it has been doing in history and if it might tend to repeat that, if there's a mathematical significance to whether it might do it or not. That's using probability math, but I don't want that to scare you either because it's really visual, so you can actually look at the chart and see these patterns and not have to do the math. The chart does it for you. So you kind of learn to draw what we call support and resistance lines, which is how you can kind of tell when the stock tends to hit what we call support and bounce up. It goes up for a while and it hits what we call resistance and it turns it down and it tends to go down until it hits support again. And you learn how to draw those like the big boys on Wall Street do them and how they use them. And we teach you those skill sets. So in addition to the 21 some odd things you learn the first day, you learn all that the second day. And when you go home, you think, I did not know that God had put all that on the shelf for me. And yet he has.
And that is, I know for a lot of people, probably one of the most intimidating areas of life is to imagine themselves functioning at all in the confusing and complex world in their minds of Wall Street and investing. And yet you're saying this is not reserved just for people who have an MBA or have some kind of degree or even a natural penchant for figures or a finance background. Just about anybody can do it if they just get the skill set, right?
Well, that's true. 95% of the people that come to our training sessions don't know anything about Wall Street. Many of them never owned a business. So we start from ground floor, and we take the whole thing about our companies. We've spent over a decade learning how to do this. We take the confusing, scary information of Wall Street, and we break it down, and we make it simple and fun. And step by, when I say simple, I mean you can learn it line upon line, step by step, a little at a time, and that makes it possible to learn it and to actually understand it. And like the Bible says in so many places, Old and New Testament, that if you gain knowledge and understanding, it can have the potential of filling your house with riches. The Bible says that. Now, I'm not promising it, but God does. And so certainly if you learn skill sets and understanding about how money works and how the stock market works and how investing is done properly and all these things, it definitely gives you that potential. Even God's word says so.
Early on, you mentioned, and I'm sure some folks out there caught it, that your great grandfather and granddad had the wonderful problem of making considerable amounts of money in oil and didn't know what to do with it. I can hear some folks saying, well, I didn't have a rich granddad and I don't have any money really lying around that I don't know what to do with. So is this simply reserved for people who can come up with a good chunk of cash?
It is not reserved for only people with a lot of cash. And here's what I have found. It's interesting. Our family's been involved in many kinds of businesses through the years, and we own three businesses right now, all the way from manufacturing businesses in the past. We don't own a manufacturing company now, but we have, all the way to marketing companies and oil businesses and educational companies, different things. The thing that I have found that is not only the most fun, but also has the most doable entry level of almost any business, if not every business in the world, is to create a stock trading business, because even if you wanted to start a little pretzel shop at the mall, it might cost you $50,000 to $70,000 in franchising fees and in investment money just to get it going. A McDonald's franchise might cost, who knows now, I used to know, but it's probably $2 million now or something, or $1.5 million something, who knows. But the entry into any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor where you're starting a business costs thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But you can open a brokerage account for nothing. It doesn't cost any money. It's free. You just open the account, and then you could have a garage sale. You could have an uncle loan you $500. Who knows? But you could then wire $500, $1,200. It doesn't have to be a large amount into that account and begin to trade stocks. And so we teach people how to do safely learn this. In other words, we like you to do what we call paper trading first, where you're not even risking any money, but you're doing trades to see if you're doing well. And then we have a concept that we advise people to use that we call small money trading, where you take a small amount like $500 or $1,200, or even if you were a millionaire, around not more than $5,000, we would suggest, in a whatever small to you, and you do the same trades with that small amount. And that way it really shows you if you're keeping the rules, because it will show up in your little trading account. Mm. But at the same time, you don't lose a lot of money, because by definition, small, we mean we want you to put an amount that if you lost all of it, didn't even matter much. It wouldn't hurt you. And so not that you're going to lose it, but I'm saying that's how you determine the amount. And then when you learn some of the concepts, such as stop losses, which are the ability for you to put in the software and you make the trade, you can manage the amount you would lose if the trade went the wrong way and keep it acceptably small on the loss end of it, so that the way that you get the math in your favor is to average, say, 8% when the stop doesn't go the right way, and maybe average 30-35% potentially if it goes the right way. And you can see you don't even have to get but about half the trades correct if you keep that discipline to get the math in your favor and make money. So it's not like you have to get them all right, which is impossible anyway. You can't tell the future, but what you can do is use probability math to look at what the stock has been doing, look at what the world events are, and put all those things in place to do a trade that makes sense and that has education behind it, where it's not just a guess. It's an educated risk, and that's how the big boys do it.
Well, David, what would you say really makes Tradeway stand apart and different from perhaps other types of investing training programs?
Well, I think at this point, we've got over a decade of experience in our great educational system that I learned from my folks, my grandparents on down, and we've began to teach that to people that long ago. And so in the process, we've learned what people don't know and how to teach better and how to get better and better at the educational end of it. And on the other hand, we're also an SEC-registered investment advisory company. So we actually have the ability to be able to give investment advice and can do that with the experience that we have. So we've got both ends of the spectrum, and yet we're not one of the big Wall Street companies where we want to take your money and invest it and then charge you a commission. I mean, that what we would rather do is give you the education and eventually have you where you manage your money yourself. So we're not that interested in the commission end of trading with your money. In fact, we would far prefer to show you how to be in control of that, so that you're actually the manager. And you don't get there overnight, but if you take small steps and you get into our educational system, you literally can do it, and we have many people that are doing it. So that's where we're a little bit different, I think.
I know you've always offered a money-back guarantee. Is that still in place?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get the advantage of a full-blown two-day training system that many companies might charge as much as $3,000, $4,000 for, and we're going to make that available for $99.95, and that's going to give you a ticket that gets your entire household in. And if your children are 12 years old or older, bring them. They'll love it. They'll do better at it than you will on the charting part the second day, and so you'll need their help. And then we'll give you an extra ticket free to bring a business partner or someone from church if you want to, or bring your pastor if you want to.
Folks, that is a great offer, and the track record is there. We've talked with David Mitchell in times past and will, of course, in the future as well. But I just wanted you to know, Step 1 Start Your Journey is being held Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723, or just go online to tradeway.com. Or just go to WAVA.com, click on events, and you can do it there as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Actress Rachel Bloom voices Silver in the new animated Angry Birds movie 2, and she says that there are human emotions running all through this film.
Despite the fact that it's about birds and pigs, and I think it's actually some really universal themes. Every time we get into Red's head about the fear of disappointing everyone and being abandoned, I just find that really relatable, and I'm certainly not a bird who saved an island from pigs. That is very human.
The Angry Birds Movie 2, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the voice of the Martyrs Radio. Last October, the United Wa State Army, an ethnic army operating in eastern Myanmar, began a systematic assault on Christians. Many believers were arrested, including more than 100 frontline gospel workers. Most of these believers have since been released, but recent reports indicate that at least 7 frontline workers remain in prison. Local authorities have offered to release them if they will agree to stop sharing the gospel. The believers have courageously refused. Praise God for their faithfulness, and please pray that He will continue to fill them with joy and peace.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Maryland 95 southbound delays from 212 onto the inner loop, but a truck that lost debris, now all gone. Inner loop is improving out of College Park to Greenbelt, and gone is a crash on the outer loop at Central Avenue. 95 Virginia North looks great out of Fredericksburg to Springfield. Southbound delays are Dale City to Dumfries. This is a service of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline, 877-MAD-HELP, or visit MAD.org. I'm Lisa Baden on WAVA.
Turning out clear and more comfortable tonight. Lows ranging from 60 outside the Beltway to 68 in the district. Tomorrow, partly sunny with low humidity, high 87. Clear and comfortable tomorrow night. Low 58 in outlying areas and 68 in the district. For Sunday, a good deal of sunshine and pleasant. Continued low humidity, high 86. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Bars.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Well, the battles continue. Bethel Christian Academy is a K-12 Christian school in Savage, Maryland. And when the state of Maryland found out that the Academy affirms, how dare they, the biblical view of marriage in their student handbook, officials have cut the Baltimore area school out of a state-sponsored school voucher program. We're going to talk about this right now with Christiana Holcomb, who is legal counsel for ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Christiana also serves as a key member of the Center for Christian Ministries. And Christiana, thank you very much for joining me about this very important story.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Would you take us to the situation for folks who don't know the details? What happened and what has been the effect of the state of Maryland's actions against this this academy? As I understand it, ADF is helping them now challenge this in court, right?
You're exactly right. So, yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Bethel Christian Academy is a faith-based preschool through eighth grade private Christian school in the Baltimore area. The eighth grade component is really important, so take note of that one. But it's in the Baltimore area, and for the last couple of years, it's participated in a state voucher program, which provides low-income students with an opportunity to access an excellent education of their choice, and that includes an excellent Christian education of their choice. So everything seemed to be going along quite smoothly until Maryland decided to start investigating the student handbooks of these various private schools. And in Bethel Christian Academy's case, it discovered that they shockingly affirmed the belief that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And as a result, they kicked Bethel out of the state voucher program. Now, Bethel has not and will never discriminate against a student based on sexual orientation, despite Maryland's objections to the contrary. But because all of its students are only preschool through eighth grade, look, it's actually they're under the age of consent in the state of Maryland anyway. Bethel fully complied with every aspect of this program, and frankly, it boils down to religious hostility and discrimination against Bethel, which is the only reason that Maryland kicked it out of the program.
As I understand it, there were a number of students directly affected and maybe some others who would have considered going there but now can't. Can you tell us any numbers there?
Well, difficult to say, but Bethel estimates that at least six students were directly impacted and unable to return to Bethel Christian Academy. Do note, parents found out about this in August of 2018, just weeks before school started. So it left parents of low-income children just scrambling to try to find some alternate educational option for their kids.
And, of course, this affects, as you already said, their position on marriage, but as I noted in the, I believe it's a Daily Signal column on this issue, faculty, staff, student conduct as a result of their policy is expected to align with that view. That means they are required to identify with, dress in accordance with, and use the facilities associated with their biological gender. And that is just anathema right now as far as public policy for a lot of public institutions and schools, right?
No, you're exactly right. But what's so interesting about the Maryland School Voucher Program is it really only had a couple of requirements. Number one, the schools could not discriminate in admissions based on the category of sexual orientation specifically. But what Maryland did in its rush to basically exclude Christian schools with traditional beliefs about marriage, it expanded and actually went beyond the boundaries of the program requirements themselves. So it actually reached outside the program and applied extraneous requirements to these private schools in order to kick them out. So Bethel's beliefs about gender identity should have been utterly irrelevant to the voucher program. Nothing in the program requirements at the time Bethel participated touched on gender identity whatsoever. And yet, that so got under the skin of the administrators of the program that they intentionally kicked Bethel out due to its beliefs about both marriage and gender identity.
And as if that's not enough, as I understand it, they're adding insult to injury by the state now insisting that Bethel pay back some monies they've received for voucher support in the past. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. So not only is a small Christian school losing some students based on being kicked out of the voucher program, no longer able to serve them as it wants to, but to add insult to injury, as you say, the state of Maryland is now demanding a clawback of over $100,000 from this tiny Christian school for awards that the school received in prior years.
Now, before we take this break, and then I want to come back and talk about another story, if I may, with you that you're involved with, and that is the Department of Education probing an athletic program allowing transgender females to commit with girls. Well, if you have time, we'll get to that in a moment. But before we go to this break, what's the recourse now? Where is it in terms of the court process with ADF, and what do you expect the outcome to be? I think the arguments are well in favor of the academy.
Well, we certainly agree with that. Just a couple weeks ago, we filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of Bethel Christian Academy asking a federal judge to step in and stop the state of Maryland from continuing to discriminate against the school based simply on its Christian beliefs about marriage and human sexuality. And we're still very early in the process, but we're optimistic that the court will find the state of Maryland acted unconstitutionally.
Christiana, before this break, take a moment, because we work with ADF a lot. They sponsor our weekend Christian Outlook magazine and so forth. We have great respect for what you do, and I think folks need to understand that you really are often the first and last line of defense for folks in cases like this. How did you get in touch with the Academy, or did they reach out to you? And I want that said because folks need to listeners need to understand that you do a lot of this work pro bono, and you need the partnership of many of our listeners.
No, you're exactly right. As you say, it is our privilege to represent Bethel Christian Academy for free. To be honest, I don't know exactly how they initially got in contact with us. Commonly, that is through one of our allied attorneys. But many people can also reach out to us and receive free legal help through our website, which is adflegal.org.
We'll take a break, and we're going to come back, continue our conversation on another direction, a little bit different, but certainly equally important. Talking with Christiana Holcomb, legal counsel with ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. And as she said, their website is adflegal.org. Have you had reactions of your own and maybe strong feelings regarding transgender females totally skewing competition with legitimate female sports activities and more? Stay with us. We have something on that.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Another volatile day to end a turbulent week on Wall Street. The index is finishing moderately lower. The Dow Jones Industrials today slid 90 points. The NASDAQ Composite was down 80. The S&P 500 dipped 19. Oil futures, though, extended their rebound to a second day. September crude rose another 3.7% to settle at $54.50 a barrel, though the front month contract was still lower for the week. No signs of inflation in the latest producer price index. The government says the July PPI, a measure of the wholesale cost of U.S. goods and services, edged up 0.2% in line with estimates. But the so-called core rate, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, dropped 0.1%, the first monthly decline in 2.5 years. The private aviation startup Wheels Up has completed a round of funding that values the company at $1.1 billion. With brand ambassadors including Tom Brady, J.J. Watt, and Serena Williams, Wheels Up has more than 6,000 members. It's trying to become a dominant player in the short and medium-range on-demand flight business. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you curious about investing on your own? Ready to take a small step to make that happen? I want to invite you to join Tradeway for a powerful two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, where you'll gain a strong foundation for how to trade in the stock market. You'll leave the event equipped with the knowledge, support, and confidence it takes to start trading on your own. And you don't need any previous experience to take this class. Come learn incredible techniques for how to protect your retirement and savings and see the potential for earning higher returns than your financial advisor. What if this two-day class changed everything for your family? Come give it a try. It's a great step towards reaching your biggest goals.
Join us at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, September 6th and 7th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Free meals provided with order. Texting privacy rules and TNCs at www.textrules.us.
Martha Stewart wants to give you three free meals for your own in-home taste test. That's right. Martha's meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon, is giving away three full-size meals. To be part of Martha's free at-home taste test, text QUICK to 246810. Forget about awful frozen food and unhealthy fast food. Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free. Just text QUICK to 246810. That's QUICK to 246810.
Yes. Yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
You'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Christiana Holcomb is with me, legal counsel, ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. And Christiana, before we leave the Academy story, there's one more question I should have caught and mentioned before we took the break. And that is that, as the principal Claire Dant has said, this doesn't just affect the vouchers, but it apparently affects other things like access to textbooks and other technological supplies that poor students need some help with. Is that right?
That is correct. So the fact that the state of Maryland has kicked Bethel out of the Boost Voucher Program has also automatically meant that Bethel was also kicked out of these two additional aid programs as well. So those are massive ramifications, again, not just for the low-income students who Bethel wants to be able to serve, but for its ability to continue to participate and as an equal and level member of society with other private schools in these programs as well.
Now, I have a headline of my own I wrote here at the top of this next story. Will the insanity never end? And we've talked about this new cultural shift of I don't know why anybody who is a transgender would want to really enter the opposite sex's competition, how they'd get any satisfaction out of beating somebody that they obviously have abilities and strengths over is beyond me. But that's another story all its own. The Department of Education apparently is opening an investigation into a Connecticut case involving, I believe, three high school girls, one of whom at least missed qualifying for the New England Regionals because she was beaten out by two biological boys. What can you tell us about that story?
Well, what I can say is that girls deserve to compete on a level playing field. And when you allow biological males to come into their athletic programs and steal their opportunities, girls are the ones who lose out. They're the ones who miss out on future opportunities to compete and potentially even to win and obtain college scholarships and opportunities. But you're right, the state of Connecticut's Athletic Association has passed a policy that is now allowing biological males who identify as girls to compete in girls' sports. And that has had the massive ramifications across the state of Connecticut. And so Alliance Defending Freedom, on behalf of three young, brave female athletes, filed a Title IX complaint with the U.S. Department of Education. And as you mentioned, just yesterday, we heard that the department confirmed it has taken up the complaint and will investigate.
Now, are there any other precedential cases in the courts in any other state, or is this so new that it's really, maybe this is one of the original cases that's going to have real impact, no matter how it's decided?
Well, it's one of the first complaints of its kind that I'm aware of, but don't take that to mean that this is not an easy legal issue. It very much is. So Title IX was designed, as we all know, to ensure that women and girls are free of sex discrimination and are given equal athletic opportunities and educational opportunities. But those opportunities are destroyed when you allow males to come into women's sports and dominate them.
As I understand it from the article, and again, I think this is a Daily Signal piece as well, the first and second places were both won by the transgender boys.
That's exactly right. And it's not just in that one competition. It's repeated throughout various levels of competition throughout the state of Connecticut, and again, even up to the New England Championships. But this is common sense, right? We all recognize that, generally speaking, biological males have physiological advantages over females, and therefore that means that they're generally going to beat girls in the same sports. That's the whole point of having women's sports in the first place. And these are opportunities Title IX was designed to provide young girls, and those are being snatched away by Connecticut's policy.
Final question for you. From your own perspective, what is driving this whole cultural shift, do you believe? Why is there such intrusion and a total changing of values and standards and everything? What is behind a lot of this in your view?
Really difficult to say what's behind it, but what we do know is that there are activists who are pushing these policies, not just in the state of Connecticut, but all across the country. And it's affecting everything from athletics to women's privacy spaces, even to women's shelters. Alliance Defending Freedom represents a women's shelter in the state of Alaska that is currently being threatened with being shut down if it will not allow men to sleep side by side with these tragically vulnerable women. So when sex is redefined in the law to mean gender identity, women and girls are the ones who lose out.
Good to talk with you, my friend. Thank you for the hard work you and all your colleagues do. Our best to everybody there, and I hope we can talk again. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Christiana Holcomb, and she is one of the legal counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom, a great organization, ADF. And you can find their work at adflegal.org. That's adflegal.org. Stay with us. We're coming back with more here on The Don Crow Show.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow. What a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
This is Albert Moeller for Townhall.com. One of the most important and helpful statements made in the aftermath of the recent horrific mass shootings came by way of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. The article is entitled "The Killers in Our Midst." The shootings, they write, quote, "are horrifying assaults on peaceful communities by disturbed young men. American politics will try to simplify these events into a debate about guns or political rhetoric, but the common theme of these killings is the social alienation of young men that will be harder to address," end quote. They point to the fact that this is not a new reality. It is a reality that now spans several presidential administrations, including presidents of both parties. The motivations of the killers, they observe, are, quote, "often too convoluted to sort into any clear ideology," end quote. So what we're facing is a cultural crisis, a spiritual crisis, and it begins, as we know, in the human heart. I'm Albert Moeller.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Do you want your child or grandchild in Christian school? The very best Christian schools in the greater D.C. area are part of WAVA's half-price tuition program. You can literally save half on tuition for Christian school this year. We have schools all over the geographic area: PG, Montgomery, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, and Arlington counties. To see the schools and the discounted prices for your child, go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or call us to learn more. We're WAVA.
It was so breathtaking that it's difficult to put into words. That very first sunrise over the Sea of Galilee filled me with awe and wonder, and I became very aware that my Lord Jesus had witnessed that very same view. I would love for you to witness it as well in all of the other amazing places we visit in Israel. So join us as we experience Israel December 2nd through the 11th. Call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211, or go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, and see it all.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson. Let me invite you to tune in to our program, Family Talk. We want to provide encouragement for families with timely advice on marriage and parenting. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established." Join me for Family Talk.
Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weeknights at 6:30 on WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Quick heads up, the movie The Hunt, of course, is really stirring the pot, culturally and otherwise, set to open September 27th. Billed as a dark satire about a group of privileged vacationers hunting deplorables, in quotes. Wonder where that word came from. You got it, hunting them for sport. We're going to talk about it with an expert in terms of all matters Hollywood. And he does so from a Christian perspective, has for years. Dr. Ted Baer will join me next hour. Of course, many of you know he to be the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, a true scholar of these matters, an educator and lecturer and much more. It doesn't get any better than getting a feedback from somebody like Dr. Baer. We'll do that coming up in the next hour about this latest garbage out of Hollywood. And it's not all garbage, by the way, coming out there out of Hollywood, and Ted Baer would be the first to say that, but too often it's the stuff that seems to get all the press. Anyway, we'll get to those things coming up in the next hour. I do want to tell you where we are in our campaign with Cross International, and thank you very much for what you've done so far. Our goal is to provide nearly 400 children with really a future in Haiti and in Peru and Ecuador.
through the work of Cross International and Divine Shelter Christian Schools. And as we've been telling you, your gift of $88 one time will provide a scholarship for an entire year for a boy or girl in one of those troubled countries. $22 more will provide that child's food for a year. So that's why we've said if you can give a gift of $110, you take care of both of those things for a boy or girl for an entire year, a one-time gift of $110. That's an amazing thing. And you've caught it because so far you've provided for 73 of those children. Our specific threshold goal, goal is 382 children. 382 children, and so far you've provided for 73 of those boys and girls, leaving us, of course, a goal to go of just 309 more. Now, Passport Auto has again given us an $8,000 matching fund challenge grant. So far, $2,562 of that has been matched, leaving again a goal to go there of $5,438 still available to match your gift when you call 888-715-2525. So while we're doing other things today, number one, thank you for those of you who've called. And if you're thinking about it, now's the time at 888-715-2525 or online at our website, wava.com. You'll see the cross banner. You can click on that. But stay with us. We have much more to come in the next hour.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.